This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Labour Minister Sir Bahadur Kuwar pleases to make foreign employment dignified. Disrupted Narangarh-Moglin road section reopens and New Zealand fully reopens borders after long pandemic closure. Now the news in detail. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sir Bahadur Kuwar, said he would work to make the foreign employment sector further well managed and dignified. Addressing an interaction program on measures to resolve problems surfaced in the foreign employment sector on Sunday, the minister further pleased that the government would work together with the non-resident Nepali Association NRNA to drive the foreign employment sector in a well managed and dignified manner. He said a bilateral agreement recently made between the Social Security Fund and NRNA was very crucial and result-oriented. One person died and another sustained injuries when a landslide buried a house at Pokhara Metropolis 6, Dhikopatan this morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office of Kaski, Sundar Tiwari, said Santosh Suna died when the landslide followed by incessant rain broke down a single-story house of a local Lakshmi Khadka Chhetri. Critically injured Sunar was rescued and rushed to the Paschimanchal Regional Hospital, where doctors pronounced him dead. Likewise, Sunita Sunar, elder sister of Santosh, who was also residing in the same house, sustained injuries in the incident. She is now receiving treatment at Gandaki Medical College. A police team deputed from the district police office and the armed police force Kalika had rescued the injured immediately after the incident. Pokhara has witnessed incessant rainfall since last night. The Diktel Jairam road on the Meat Hill Highway has been obstructed by a landslide near Madhavistan in Halesi, Tuachung Municipality 7. The municipality said the road has been disrupted by continuous rain for some days. General Secretary of the Khotang Transport Private Limited, Rajkumar Hingmang, said as a result, trucks laden with goods and passenger vehicles heading from Diktel to their destinations like Kathmandu, Udaipur, Itahari, Dharan, Biratnagar and Kakarbita have been stuck midway. Passengers travelling to and from Diktel Bazar to the Tarai districts and the federal capital Kathmandu are compelled to walk for hours to reach their destinations after all the fair weather rural roads were disrupted in the district. Two-way traffic has reopened along the Narangarh-Moglin road section after clearing of the road. The landslide debris that was piled up on the road nearby Bharatpur Metropolis 29 Kumauni was removed to ensure smooth operation of road traffic. DSP at Chitwan District Police Robin Bister said two JCVs were used to clear off the road. He further informed that vehicular movement now has become smooth on both sides. Police urged the people to stay alert while travelling through the road section due to incessant rainfall since last night. The road on the Oraniko Highway at Daklang in Botikosil Municipality 4 has caved in due to incessant rain affecting transportation. It has been said as a result, trucks and containers heading to China through Tatapani have been stranded. Deputy Superintendent of Police and Information Officer for the District Police Office, Dr. Kumar Basneet, said repair of the damaged road in coordination with the Department of Roads has started. Passage for small and light vehicles has been allowed. The air service in Humla has remained disrupted for 4 days due to bad weather. The Civil Aviation Authority Office Humla said flights from Nepalganj and Surkhet have not arrived due to thick clouds and continuous rain. Local traders say the supply of essential commodities has also been disrupted due to the flight disruption. A shortage of cooking oil, sugar and other essentials has been seen in Simcoe. The meteorological forecasting division forecasts the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning to occur in many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudhu Pashchim Province. Similarly, the weather to remain generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in the hilly regions and at a few places in the rest of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at a few places in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. New Zealand borders are fully open for the first time since March 2020, when they sought in an effort to keep out COVID-19. Immigration authorities will now begin accepting visitors with visas and those on student visas again. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern called it an enormous moment, adding it was part of a cautious process. Most visitors will still need to be fully vaccinated, but there are no quarantine requirements. The country's maritime border has also reopened, with cruise ships and foreign recreational yachts now allowed to dock. New Zealand first announced a phased reopening plan in February. It allowed vaccinated citizens to return from Australia that month and those coming from elsewhere to return in March. Afghanistan's Taliban forces have clashed with Iranian border guards on the frontier between the two countries. The Taliban say one of their soldiers was killed in Sunday's fighting, which occurred in the border area between Afghanistan's Nimruz province and Iran's Helmand region. Each country blamed the other for the incident. There have been several clashes at the border since Taliban militants took over Afghanistan a year ago. Iran's Tasmim news agency said the fighting broke out after Taliban forces tried to raise a flag in an area which is not Afghan territory, leading to an exchange of gunfire lasting several minutes. Hundreds of firefighters in California are battling the largest wildfire to spread in the state so far this year. The McKinney Fire, which started in the northern Siskiyou County on Friday, has already burnt 21,000 hectares, the state's fire service said. At least 2,000 residents, as well as trekkers on the Pacific Crest hiking trail, have left the area, authorities say. Homes have been destroyed. A red flag warning indicating the threat of dangerous fire condition is in place as California suffers from persistent drought conditions. Authorities warn that possible thunderstorms could result in more fires developing in the coming days. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Labour Minister Sir Bahadur Kaur pledges to make foreign employment dignified. Disrupted Narangarh Mughlin Road section reopens and New Zealand fully reopens borders after long pandemic closure. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.